Emotionally Weird by Kate Atkinson. Read by Kara Wilson. That's a great deal to make one word mean, Alice said in a thoughtful tone.
When I make a word do a lot of work like that, said Humpty Dumpty, I always pay it extra.
Oh, said Alice. She was much too puzzled to make any other remark.
Ah, you should see him come round me of a Saturday night, Humpty Dumpty went on, wagging his head gravely from side to side, for to get their wages, you know.
Through the looking glass, Lewis Carroll. The Hand of Fate, First Draft. 1. Inspector Jack Gannett drove into Saltsea-on-Sea along the coast road. Today's sun, not that he believed it to be a new one every day, was already climbing merrily in the sky. It was a beautiful morning. Shame it was about to be spoilt by the lucky lady and her cargo. One very unlucky lady. One very dead lady. Jack Gannett sighed. This job didn't get any easier. Jack Gannett had been in the force longer than he cared to remember. He was a straightforward, old-fashioned kind of detective. He had no strange tics or eccentricities. He didn't do crosswords. He wasn't Belgian. He certainly wasn't a woman. He was a man suited to his profession. What he wasn't was happy. He didn't want to be dealing with a dead body on a glorious morning like this. Especially not on an empty stomach. Madame Astarte didn't know about the dead body yet. She was having some trouble opening her eyes. They were glued shut by sleep and mascara, and one too many gins in the Crab and Bucket last night with Sandra and Brian. Madame Astarte sighed and groped blindly around on her bedside table for her lighter and a packet of Players Number 6, and inhaled deeply on a cigarette. She loved the smell of nicotine in the morning. Seagulls were clog dancing on the roof above her head, heralding a brand new day in Saltsea-on-Sea. Through a gap in the curtains, she could see that the sun was the colour of egg yolks. Sunrise, she thought to herself, a little daily miracle. It would be funny, wouldn't it, if it didn't happen one morning? Well, probably not very funny at all, really, because everything on Earth would die. The really big sleep. 1972.
Blood and Bone. My mother is a virgin. Trust me, my mother Nora, a fiery Caledonian beacon, says she is untouched by the hand of man, and is as pure as Joan of Arc or the snow in the Grampians. If you were asked to pick out the maiden in a police lineup of women, an unlikely scenario, I know, you would never, ever choose Nora. Am I then a child of miracle and magic? Were there signs and portents in the sky on the night I was born? Is Nora the mother of God? Surely not. On my birth certificate, it states that I was born in Oban, which seems an unlikely place for the second coming. My beginning was always swaddled in such mist and mystery by Nora that I grew up thinking I must be a clandestine princess of the blood royal, true and blue, awaiting the day when I could come safely into my inheritance. Now it turns out that things are more complicated than that. I am 21 years old, and I am, as far as I know, for we can be sure of nothing, it seems, Euphemia Stuart Murray. Effie, for Nora's sister, who drowned in a river on the day that I was born. Nora herself was just 17 when I entered the material world. A child looking after a child, she says. These Stuart Murrays are strangers to me, of course. As a child, I had no kindly grandfather or playful uncles. Nora has never visited a brother, nor spoken wistfully of a mother. Even their name is new to me. For all of my life, Nora and I have gone by the more prosaic Andrews. And if you cannot trust your name to be true, then what can you trust? For all she has acknowledged her family, or vice versa, my mother may as well have washed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?